Keith and the Girl.
I haven't slept in so long.
The 74-Hour Podcast. Hey, all you assholes, come and listen to us. It's the Keith and
the Girl. Hi, Jesse. How are you?
What's up, pumpkin? How's it going?
Let me just raise your mic a little bit, I think.
That's adorable.
Is that you?
I just made you giggle.
Is that you?
Yeah, how's that? There you go. Now I can hear me loudly.
Did you say you came with Dan?
I did, yeah. Dan's having a cigarette. He'll be up in a second.
Oh, okay.
That's what Dan's doing.
I'm like, hey, Dan, and Dan's not there. So let me catch you up to what's been happening. It's now been, it's almost 24 hours.
Oh, right.
Okay, right? Yeah, it's almost 24 hours. It's been about like 21 hours. We've had different segments. We've had the prank calling thing just
where
recently.
You guys prank call?
Or oh, yeah.
Other people prank
where
call
I
you?
Call people and pretend to cry, and I call people and pretend to be Israeli. He calls people pretend to be gay.
It's really good stuff.
It's been good.
It's a fucking stretch for you, Michael.
I know.
So now,
I saw Michael at the bus station gearing up for his character. He was sucking dick in a stall.
That wasn't me gearing up. That was just a normal Friday afternoon.
Oh, okay. All right. So you like to... It's character research. I understand.
I'm a method actor.
Yeah.
As you can see on the chat, everyone knows you here because they're all yelling comedy.
I did notice that.
You.
That's sweet. Yeah. So, you know, people do that at my live shows now. So.
Oh, during the live show?
It's okay. I don't really... It doesn't bother me, actually, really, strangely enough. It's... Like, I'm glad that whatever the collective consciousness decided that my shitty catchphrase was going to be, that one doesn't seem like a shitty catchphrase so much. It kind of seems like it might just be a crazy person in the crowd just yelling, comedy! Because that's what they're watching. You know, like we're at a comedy show, they're just like announcing it, like, this is comedy! You know, so ironically, like my catchphrase is not that retarded. You know, it's not
you could sell
fucking
t-shirts, I guess.
I'm all for t-shirts.
Yeah,
I really
but like,
am.
But it would just be comedy with like quotation marks around it.
Yeah, well, if you notice, the way people have chosen to spell it is not like, it's just like K-A-H-M-E-D. There's one, K-A-M-E-D-Y.
Like triple K's.
K-A-H-M-E-D-Y, yeah. Comedy! See, and then, there's one that's comedy. That doesn't work at all. There's no H in comedy. Oh, hey, Dan's got, Dan needs some juice in his headphones. Turn up his headphones.
Oh,
I can't
hear
nothing.
Hearing anything.
Need a nobody? Little sound. So, what you going? Need some in the headphones. You know how that's like every Eminem song, that's how he starts off? He's like, I got nothing in my fucking, I can't hear shit. Somebody, you would think they would like edit that out, you know, like to just get to the fucking song. But there's all this technical bullshit. Like, anybody want a sandwich? I'm going to get a sandwich. No? Okay, I can't hear shit in my headphones. And then like fucking, so that's what.
That's how he keeps it real.
He's, yeah.
He's keeping
so
it real.
Dan's coming on the show like fucking Eminem.
Damn straight.
So Asperger's is a thing where, God, I don't know how to describe it to you.
It's like a kind of autism, right?
It is. It's a kind of autism that's a good place to start.
It's a better kind of autism. It's the kind that allows you to like smash picnic tables.
Well, you're,
and
you're
like count, like if you throw a bunch of fucking, you know, matches in the air, you can count them all at once. That kind of autism.
Well, because you're super, super smart, but you have to focus so much on one thing that like their social behavior is a little off. But and they don't understand emotion, like, why are you so upset about this? Things like that. So a lot of our audience has this. They're a little cuckoos magoos, and we're going to fix them.
Cuckoos magoos. That's adorable.
I thought you were describing me.
You are 40 years too young to use that as a saying. Like, that's such an
that
adorable grandma thing to do, yeah?
Just as long as you call me adorable, I'm good.
It is. It's cute.
So that's what we're doing, and I know you're thinking, how do people know how much to donate? Because not everybody's listened to the same amount of shows. We have 700 and something now.
Right.
Some people start at, like, you know, 600. Would you have any idea how to donate to a show like this?
How to donate?
Well, I would call like, you on your cell phone.
PayPal?
And I would fucking show up here.
Mike, do you have any ideas on how one would decide how much to donate to the show?
Look inside your heart and think, what would Jesus do?
10%. I think the Bible
just
says 10%.
Jesus was Jewish, and he could have been an agent, so 10% could be
if
right.
If you're thinking about it,
but I think God,
pop Rain Man into the DVD and just look at that goofy bastard and go, like, you know what? He really means well, that guy. He's got a good heart, and he's really good at poker. I should give some money.
I own that DVD. I'm going to do that.
Somebody's on the phone. Hello, phone caller.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you, and enjoying my day. What's going on over there?
How's the marathon been?
It's been good. Have you been listening at all?
Listening, watching, laughing. Almost got fired.
Yeah.
What's your favorite segment so far?
That's actually a really great, concise. Like, I laughed, I cried, I almost got fired. That's a good one.
Wow. Let me see. There's quite a few. I like the one about the guy who couldn't get his foreskin in the butthole. That was such a lie.
Wow.
You make it sound so dirty to the new guests.
Pull the foreskin back, buddy, and slide in.
Are you gay?
I'm sorry?
Are you gay?
No, I'm not gay. I'm straight.
Where are you calling from?
California.
Oh.
He's gay.
I'm in Long Beach. There's a lot of gays here, but fortunately, I am not one of them.
It's just a label.
The gays.
You ever been hit on?
I like the plural version of that. There's
have
a lot of gays.
Been down on a female? Of course.
No, have you ever been hit on by a guy?
Oh, yeah. I work in a doctor's office, so quite a few of them come in.
I didn't know doctor's offices are where gay guys.
That's where they
go.
Gays are dirty. They have.
They're very smart.
Psychiatrist office. So a lot of gays come in.
The gays have to go to the doctor all the time.
I have a gay chiropractor.
The gays got diseases.
That's the best.
They straighten
when he tells
me
you
out.
To lay on your
see,
stomach,
and like that's why I don't hope
cheek.
That becomes my catchphrase. The gays got diseases. Like, I don't want that to get.
I missed what he said that last statement.
No. I don't know, but are you calling for a reason or just to say hi? And
just to say hi. You guys are the freaking funniest.
What a nice
thank
kid.
You. Aww.
You're
thank
much
you.
Better than Stan from Philly.
Somebody called in. Who's bitching at you guys?
All right, you guys have a fucked up day and keep up with the marathon.
I hope we get you fired. Thanks.
Yeah.
Dina's already having a
fuck. Try not to
day.
Suck any dick out there in California, all right?
Here's our new caller. Where are you calling
hey.
From?
Hey. It's Dirtface.
Hey, Dirtface. Dirtface, let me tell you a little bit about his history.
Do tell.
He found out his wife was cheating on him. This is the right guy, right, Potato? Dirtface.
Mm-hmm.
He found out I'm asking her when he's on the phone. He found out his wife was cheating on him with about 11 of his friends.
Mm-hmm.
Which was not the total amount of who she cheated with. Then, later on, a few months later, she
this
found...
is his wife?
This is his wife. She's a tattoo artist. She
sounds
tattooed
like...
the KTG logo on him.
Sounds
so
like Dirtface makes bad choices with all of his relationships.
Dirtface does. Dirtface does.
Not only
does
how
he
long
have
were
a
they
cheating
married?
Wife, but they all were... of his friends fucked his wife.
Yeah, they were together for quite some time. And now recently, months later, as they're getting a divorce, he finds out that it turns out the tattoo parlor was kind of what she was using as her own personal brothel.
Huh.
And she was hooking on the side. Am I right, Dirtface?
Yeah, that's right. Jeffy, I met you on Saturday.
Oh, hey, what's up? Are you the dude in Dayton?
He ran into you on the street.
You're the guy on the street in Dayton?
Fan. Yeah.
And really? So you're the one?
Yeah,
all right.
That's
I get,
me.
Oh, okay. Well, that's an interesting backstory on you, sir. I had no idea.
You didn't think he was so fucked up when you met him, right?
No, I didn't. But, you know, who was that girl you were with?
I fucking knew you'd ask.
Dude, she's ridiculous.
That is a girl I'm dating now.
Is she hot? Ridiculous?
Oh my god! Really? Like way out of this dude's league.
Wow.
So.
How many guys do you think she's fucking behind his back?
He's not joking. She's way out of my league.
Yeah, she's like outrageous. She was like the hottest girl all weekend, easily.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Was that creepy to have someone randomly come up to you on the street?
No.
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 Does that happen often?
It's deserved. It's about time.
Yeah. In fact, I'm surprised more often when I'm walking down a street. That, like,
I don't.
Why
get
don't these people know that I'm here?
You know?
At least I asked your name. I could have just walked up and shouted Calamity.
No, yeah. He did ask, but he did. He was like, it had to be you with the giant crazy eyes.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
That's so nice.
That's cute. So. No, he's cool guy.
I actually called in to tell you that girl I was with, she... like two nights ago, she went to a Funny Bone over in Dayton to go see an open mic night, and some dude had stolen like half of your act.
Really?
Shut your face.
Huh.
Yeah. He stole a bit about the Philadelphia tunnels, and he even stole your opener.
How do you steal that joke? That's like such a fucking unique personal story. How you would steal that fucking piece? What was the other thing that he stole?
He stole a bunch. The two that come to mind right now are the Philadelphia bit and then your opener. And she's texting me like while it's happening. And she's like, this guy is doing all of Jeffy's act.
Wow.
Do you know his name? Did she write down his name? Is it Dane Cook?
Yeah, Dane Cook's been doing a lot of open mics at the
Dayton
Funny
Bone. Yeah,
Dayton
we should get this
bomb.
Kid's name.
I told her to heckle, but she's like, I didn't. So
I have a huge problem
she's
with
pretty.
You texting. You're this
what,
this woman
the
in
set?
Question.
Yeah, she wasn't paying attention to my brilliantly crafted jokes that this kid was doing.
Now who's texting you? Your ex or your current girlfriend?
No, it's the chick.
The girl that's with me, that's not the ex-wife.
Yeah, no, I figured. Yeah. So, but wow. I'm curious because there were a bunch of open micers that came out that weekend, like last weekend in Dayton to see, like they would stand around in the back. So there's probably one
apparently.
Of them. Huh. Wow. Well, whatever. That doesn't really particularly threaten me. But if you did have his name, I'd be curious, you know? So.
I mean, if you do.
If you can, you know, track down his address.
Yeah, if you have, like, you know.
If you know anything, like, about his mom.
Some form of autism.
I'll let you know.
You know, that reads minds.
That's wild, huh? Okay. Well, it's kind of flattering in a way. So, to have open micers stealing all my shit now.
How often are you on the road right now?
How what?
Oh, no, that was directed at me. He was looking at me. This is kind of a radio thing, so it's hard for you to, like, you should address the individual by
Jesse.
Name.
Jesse.
Yes. All right.
Thank you.
The comedian who does comedy. How long are you on the road these days? Like,
last year, I got my taxes done. I was on the road 228 days.
Jesus.
So, yeah, it's a lot. So it's kind of a while.
You're doing it.
Yeah.
Living the dream.
So, but yeah, this dude sat right in the front. He was a good laugher. I like this guy. So, I had no idea you had a fucked up backstory. So,
any updates on the ex-wife?
Well, pregnant. I told you that, right?
She's pregnant?
With one of her Johns?
Yes. Yeah. I think 4 months after the divorce, she was like, hey, I'm 5 months pregnant. And I'm like, what? Wow. And then she's like, don't worry, it's not yours. And I was like, oh.
How could you be sure, though?
So... How can I be sure? Because we hadn't had sex in like 6 months at that point.
Wow, okay.
I just found
she's kind of a prude. Is that why? She doesn't really...
Me or her?
Her. That was a joke because she's apparently...
I'm assuming me. I didn't fuck 30 people, so...
That chick has spilled more seed than Michael J. Fox filling a bird feeder.
Have you ever heard this?
It's a go-to line that I wrote about whores.
Okay.
Have you ever heard this? When someone's having multiple partners, their semen actually fight each other. Have you ever heard of that?
No, I haven't.
I swear to God.
Oh, hold on. Let me let Durface. Unless
Google
I don't know.
It.
Did you want anything? Did you want to share anything?
No, I just wanted to tell Jesse that. I let you guys go.
Well, no, thank you so much. I just don't want to keep you on hold for too long.
Well, thanks for the update, bro.
Love
you.
Mean it.
Later.
Go punch that guy.
All right.
Thanks.
Okay, so excuse me.
Here it is. Okay, so if you're having a monogamous relationship, and so that the woman's body is used to the same semen, if there's lingering semen, like seed, like if you have sex with a man, and then she has a sex with a man that same day, the semen will actually, they take different roles of attacking and defending the egg, where they'll become blockers. So when there's
cock blockers?
Yes, when this alien semen comes in, they'll actually that little
I call bullshit because it's always those fucking little whores that get pregnant over and over again.
Well, they fight for and they get through.
Maybe that's how retards are born. Maybe that's how Espies is made.
Could be.
Maybe. Welcome to our fundraiser.
Give to the tards.
Maybe that's how retards are. And that's the story of retards.
That's the story.
Where did
Jesus.
You hear this?
And that's the story of retards.
Where did you hear about this?
Dan reads a lot of bullshit.
I actually didn't read it. It was on the Discovery Channel. Like it was just one of those 1 hour things of human sexuality.
You read comic books,
and
don't
it actually
you?
Was showing. It was showing, like in the microscopic level of like actual. How they would block an attack. And you could see him swarming around the alien sperm trying to kill it.
Dan ejaculates on a lot of people. That's how he
knows
this.
Okay. Do you know what I recently saw?
What?
A penis going into the vagina from the vagina point of view. From like the inside of the vagina.
That's scary.
Weird.
It's so gross.
That's
not sexy at all.
How did they wire it up?
Right? Because that's what you're thinking.
They put
through the esophagus?
Camera into the...
Potato?
In like ninth grade, we had to watch The Miracle of Life, and they showed like the video of like the camera and the vagina, and you see like the sperm ejaculating in it. And then we had to watch like a baby be born, and they showed everything and stuff.
Do you want to have babies?
No.
And that's why.
Not because of that. Because I fucking hate kids.
You know, that is not necessary to ever see. It really isn't.
The miracle of birth.
The reason that we're here right now. Is because people have done a lot of fucking over the eons. And, like, the pioneers didn't have to actually know the mechanics of what it looks like when ejaculate comes firing out, like to successfully fucking, you know, procreate.
But it's also, it's a kind of the same concept of just the fact that we can do it, so we're going to show it. Like the technology is there, so they're like, you know what we should do with this?
We should have somebody nut on this camera.
That's like what they do with cell phones these days.
Yeah, this is really expensive equipment.
Yeah.
We've somehow made a camera tiny enough to fit inside a vagina. We should fucking
and clip it somewhere on the vagina.
Oh, I don't think it's clipped.
I mean, that's all I'm picturing is that it has to be
floating.
Yeah, that's gross.
Haven't you ever seen Inner Space with Dennis Quaid? Could be one of those things.
Yeah, maybe.
That was a great movie.
That was a great reference. Give me that.
That was a good
reference.
Martin
Short, Meg Ryan.
There you go. I gotta get out of here.
You know, are you leaving? You're bailing on us.
I gotta go. Okay. It's gonna take me like an hour.
Are you hungry? Anything? Do you want anything? You want to grab some stuff from downstairs, fridge, whatever.
If I see something, I might grab it.
Okay. Why don't you give everybody your information?
No information needed anymore, man. I'm a nobody. I ain't doing stand up no mas.
You got
I'm just a guest now, you guys.
You don't have shit to promote?
I got nothing to promote. I'm just here for the fucking love of the Aspergers.
Well, then instead of wasting that, why don't you fucking promote my shit since you dropped
out of
stand-up? Dude,
Jesse Joyce. Fucking, what more can be said?
Well, you should at least give your MySpace.
Mike and Matera.
Nice.
MySpace.
Wow.
You can see what I did in my little career that I had for a couple months. Yeah. There's some VH1 stuff. There's some stuff on YouTube.
You know VH1's Best Week Ever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he does Best Night Ever.
I mean, it was a few times, whatever. It's not a big deal. It's just like...
It's really good. He does a really good job of it. Because, you know, you're basically talking about the nonsense that is TV. And that's what happened. You know, sleep on your own time.
I'm kidding.
This is my telephone.
I love your telephone. No, seriously, I love your telephone, and I'm going to give money even though I am just a guest.
Please don't give money, because then I will have to cry.
Oh, God, I don't want that.
Thank you. Okay, so thanks for coming.
I'm out. Thank you, guys.
Say goodbye to Mike. Crazy Mike.
See you, dude.
Crazy Mike. I'm just going to say goodbye to Mike for just a second, and I'll burb. If you guys don't mind, maybe let me give you a topic. Hold on. Shakespeare. And go.
All right. Wait, okay. Yes. All right. Well, it's just you and me now, Dan.
Do you know that Shakespeare... Huh? I'm sorry. Do you know that... I'm like harping on this, but do you know that Shakespeare invented words?
What?
Yeah. Like, he added L-Y to loan to make lonely.
Oh, I thought you meant he invented
like the concept
fucking
of
words. No, you meant he expanded our vocabulary.
Yeah, but I enjoy some of the words that he made.
Black people do that too.
Black people do that too, Mike.
I was really confused.
They invented words. Invented...
Black people, and you're like Shakespeare.
So nice. What are you doing? What is this? The Extraordinary Book of Lists?
Potter.
What the fuck am I supposed to do with this?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Well, I know that, I mean, like the... what do you think, like, the average human's vocabulary would be?
How many words? I have no idea. Now, are we talking Chinese people, or are we talking good old-fashioned, American people?
I'm talking real people, like Americans.
Oh, okay.
This God-blessed country.
I don't know, like...
As you like to say.
40,000.
40,000.
Am I way off?
Whoa. I'm asking... See you, dude.
I got my nipples pinched.
No, I'm asking. How are you back? Good. Are you in, out?
I'm in. What's up?
Yeah, that was it. Oh, okay. I thought we were going to fucking helm the show for a while.
Have someone Google and find the answer.
Nerds, get on that.
I think like Shakespeare knew like 40,000. I think the average human knows like 25,000. Like I could completely talking about an ass right now. But I just know that Shakespeare...
As you're prone to do.
I do.
Wait, words you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't...
How many words are in everybody's vocabulary?
What is the average human's
vocabulary?
In English. But I think that his was like 40,000, 50,000 words. That's what was in his
head.
But
he still wants... But half of them
he made up. I think for humans, I'm thinking it's definitely under 20,000. Like it's more than you would think.
For humans? You actually said humans,
for
like
humans.
As opposed to fucking snapping turtles?
Well, no, I mean, dolphins have words.
No, they don't. You're a douche. Dan.
They have words. Chimpanzees can fish now. I just read that on the internet, and the internet doesn't lie. They can fish in India. They just found that out. Orangutans.
Orangutans can fish in India? That's fascinating.
Could be fucking macaques.
Okay, let's say you guys are out to dinner, right? Do you guys go out to dinner? Yeah, by yourselves? Like, just
we
you
have.
Guys?
We have, just mano y mano. Consumed the foods together, yes.
What's the reoccurring topic you always talk about?
It's usually him spouting some scientific horseshit and me calling him an asshole for doing so.
Have you guys
Well, we actually had one the other day that I think is actually particularly, and like I was like, we should fucking argue about this when we do the show.
I think what happens is just reoccurring arguments that we table and come back to.
Like, I don't know for sure if I can recreate the passionate fucking anger that I was feeling the other day when Dan thinks pretty much, more or less, and, you know, fucking come in and stop me if I'm wrong. Dan, because he's a dick face, thinks that...
I disagree with that, first of all.
Dan is under the impression that one of the most important things that we should be focusing our time and energy on...
The economy?
...is colonizing Mars.
No, that's correct.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
100%.
Why?
Dan thinks that we should be colonizing Mars.
Because he said, what the fuck should we be doing colonizing Mars when we have this oil crisis? And he just... I forget all the things that he spouted off, but...
All of the actual problems in the fucking world that are going on?
What he fails to see is that the technology that we will get from colonizing the moon, a space station, or Mars, ultimately, the technology that we bring back, we'll be able to use to solve the energy crisis. Because if they're on Mars, they will not have oil accessible to them, and they will have to be able to learn to live and create energy on their own without the help of oil. So if they do that, then they have to do it in the most efficient
byproduct. Of, like, why don't we just focus all our energy on fixing the problems instead of, like, hopefully if we fucking put a garden on Mars, maybe something good will come out of it.
And they will put a garden on Mars. But
why Mars? Like, what made you even begin to think about Mars?
Well, because it would be easier than, I mean, the moon could be like a test, but there's no atmosphere, and Mars is more Earth-like. I mean, granted, it's like, I think 2/3 are gravity. I mean, the atmosphere is like all carbon dioxide.
Do you have these conversations with your girlfriend? Is this your pickup line?
I think I hide it. I don't tell him. I mean, because I don't know if we discussed it before, but no, as a kid, I always wanted to be a Mars colonist. Like, that's what
he wanted to do with his life. I want to be a stand-up comedian, and look at us now. I am Dan.
I'm a failure.
Hasn't been to Mars.
I'm a failure.
How's your career going?
It's going.
To Mars?
Mars colony? Bad. Horrible. Yeah, I'm so far away from becoming a Mars colony.
Well, somebody, what's that sound? Why must you do that?
What?
I don't know. Who's got something in his hand?
I got nothing.
Huh.
It was me. I dropped
it. Somebody's bringing up your show, Dan. Question for Dan Allen. Why did you call your show Sacapuntas? Pencil sharpener? I haven't heard the word since middle school in Puerto Rico. I think you've explained it on the show.
Yeah, I didn't name it. Jesse's roommate, Ray DeVito, named it. And I thought it was very profound. I thought it was because, all the people who are coming on the show are creative. They write. They're writers. What is that tool? It's a pencil. So we're giving them a workspace that they can sharpen their act.
That's so funny.
And I thought we were on the same wavelength.
So funny.
But Ray...
You really thought Ray was capable of that?
No, I did. I gave him the benefit
Ray
of the doubt.
Ray named it that because it's the funniest word he knows.
He thought it sounds like a bag of vagina. Yeah. Saca punta.
Ray is a man child.
It was after I already made the logo and I already moved forward on it. And I could abandon that name at any point.
He's a baby orangutan.
Do you still do it every month?
Yeah, we actually, but that Jimmy's 43 shut down for building violations.
Nice.
So we took June off, and we're going to come back July 24th at Crash Mansion.
Ooh, we've been there.
Yeah, it's cool. I like
it. It's a great place.
Yep.
Like on Tuesday?
No, Thursday, 8 o'clock.
Was that hard to, who'd you deal with over there?
A guy named Andrew.
I think I dealt with somebody different, and the guy that I dealt with drove me nuts.
Yeah, this guy was
trying to book the the April 15th, 2033 show? Is that what you're trying to do?
I got the itinerary already for 2010.
No,
I think I'm supposed to show up at 6:45. That's my call time.
But I'm not.
2009 is a different call time.
6:43, please. 6:43.
But I'll
can't
call,
have you being late.
I'll text you if I'm going to be late.
Nice.
Was I anal the day of? I think I'm more anal the day of.
No, surprisingly, no. I think I had expected the worst, given how you were leading up to it. And so it was like, oh, okay, she's not any more crazy than she was about it
four
months ago.
It's so funny because I really think that people book you months and months in advance. And so
they do, but they don't
give
me the fucking time, you know?
Well, because
like the general understanding when I get booked is like, Jesse, be in San Francisco April 13th through the 16th. And then it's like, cool, all right, I will block off those days.
Oh,
and then what happens is like when it gets like 2 weeks before, then it will be like, hey, what time are we going to be? You know, like I've blocked off that time to be there.
She sent me a Metro card. Like in a map. It was very nice.
I don't... the way I know comics is like if you're in your hometown, you do like three different spots a night, and I didn't want to mess with your other spots if you get one.
No, I do the same. True. I mean, I'm making fun of you, but I do the same thing.
Yeah, but it's so weird the way Jesse sees me and the way like people are starting to see me because I'm so not like this, but I'm becoming this in order to not fuck up. Do you know what I mean?
He feeds that. He's trying to make you feel neurotic.
Yeah, I'll find a weakness and I fucking expose it.
Exactly.
you have showed me your belly.
So, okay, let's talk about relationships. Yes, please.
All right.
We'll start with Dan because Jesse's got like more current things happening, right?
Well, that's another. When we go to dinner, I think we go from arguing to flip flopping between relationships. That's also what we.
What do you mean?
About.
Oh, I see. Okay.
We go from arguing to.
Do Dan tell Jesse, like, if you were to get into a fight with your girlfriend, would he be the guy that you would, or do you not talk about fighting with your girl? Or you have a confused face because you've never, ever, why would I fight with my girlfriend? She's so great.
Dan fights with his girlfriend.
Okay.
No, we divulge most information. I mean, we kind of like, I think we just recently kind of connected more because he was gone all last year, so we didn't really... He wasn't the go-to guy.
You're really talking more about our relationship regarding your relationships than you're talking about your relationships.
Right now, actually, I just broke up with my girlfriend 3 weeks ago.
It wasn't my fucking place to bring that up. I was going to let him talk about it.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. Cause I'm like...
But yeah, let's talk about relationships. Are you mocking me? Is that what this is?
Oh,
is this an intervention?
Man. Okay, but can we talk about it?
I sent him, then I am going like, bring that shit up.
Wait, but you guys been going out for a long... Is this okay to talk about?
Yeah.
Have you guys been going out for a long time?
2 years.
Yeah. Grab this... Are you raising your hand?
Can I just say R. Kelly was found not guilty?
R. Kelly was found not guilty.
That is horseshit.
From what? For pissing on a 10-year-old?
Yeah,
11-year-old.
13-year-old. Are we...
From like 3 years ago?
Oh, it's more than that.
That trial just ended?
Are we really surprised, though?
Wow.
You're not surprised.
Well, I am surprised that the fucking judicial system took that long to fucking weigh in on whether or not it is wrong to pee on a 14-year-old. Sweet. I'm going to start peeing on people.
what was his main song, I Can Fly?
Ugh, he had a lot of hits.
If you want to come to my hotel. That one? I like that one.
That was really good.
Thank you.
I like that. I think we're going to karaoke tonight.
Ladies.
That's lovely. Mm-hmm. Okay,
anyway, so
let's talk. Did you ever pee on your girlfriend? Is that why she broke up with you?
That was a huge
That's why she broke... He
reason.
Wouldn't. He refused to.
So this is 3 weeks ago? Wait, how long have you been going out?
2 years.
Oh, okay. So, that's a while. But you weren't living with each other? No, because you have a very anal roommate.
No, it wasn't that. I just... I refused to live with someone until I'm married.
Really?
Yeah. That's correct. I lived with a girl for 5 years in Virginia Beach, and then that dissolved. And then from when I moved...
Dissolved? That's a nice way to put it.
Dissolved.
She slept with a dude on a fucking cruise ship, and he threw an ironing board through a wall and told her to get the
dissolved.
Fuck out.
It dissolved. It was an ironing board, my fist, and my head.
Yeah.
All through a wall?
Yeah.
I mean, Yes, that's correct. But it was like a shitty drywall. Like, it wasn't like concrete.
Okay.
Sure. No, you know what the fucking worst part about it? I don't mean to like, but I tend to be able to be cliff notes on all your stories. This is the most fucked up. Shit. This chick is a fucking cunt. This one.
For 5 years? Did you know during the 5 years that she was a cunt?
No, I didn't know him then.
This is like two girls back.
I met him like 3 weeks after this had just happened. All went down. And so he was just freshly, like, it was his fiance. They were going to be like, they were had a wedding date and everything. And they bought a house together and everything. And she like nailed some guy on a cruise ship and then came back and told him about it. And he threw an ironing board through a wall and threw his head through a wall and punched it and left.
Actually,
and wait, 2 days later. Well, you go. I don't know why I told you to wait. Like, if you know.
No, go. I'd like to hear it from your side.
So 2 days later, like, he came back and he like thought about it. And he was like, well, we built this whole life together. You know, we already got a house and everything. And
you bought the house together, right?
Yeah. And he said, I forgive you. And she goes, I don't want you to forgive me. I'll do it again. That's a fucking.
Then I wipe the mantle of all the contents on the mantle.
That's beautiful. I've always wanted to do that.
It was.
So is that why you're never gonna be with? You're gonna never live with someone again?
No, I mean.
He wants to live until they're married, so they cheat on him.
That's correct.
Yeah, aren't you concerned that the living arrangement might not be comfortable for you, and it's too late?
No, I mean you. I mean you. When you stay over for a tremendous amount of time, I mean, like, you know if this person is going to be a horrible person to live with. I mean, I think I've learned enough of interacting with girlfriends to know, like, what is never going to change and what you would have to adapt to.
Did this...
Like, if they're extremely messy, you're not going to be able to change them from being messy. I mean, unless they... Like, recent... Like, Jesse, like, prior... to, I'd say, like, a month ago. Like, I would have never lived with Jesse. He was a fucking mess. But recently, like, he has changed with himself. And, like, I go over to his house now. It's like an adult's apartment. It's awesome. Like, it's like a completely different...
furniture.
When he offers me a glass of water, I'll take it. But before, if he goes, do you want some water? I'm like this, no, thank you.
No way.
Don't want salmonella.
You should see my place.
It's like, it used to be, like... And he was such a nice host... But it was just so atrocious. And I don't know if it's because of this girl or things are going right in his life.
Is it that recent that you cleaned up?
Yeah, I got all new furniture like a month ago.
I
was really proud of myself, you know?
Weird. It's weird.
It's such an adult thing to do.
This is kind of funny, though. I was I spent like 4 days like building all of this shit, you know, that I bought. Like, I got everything new and I'm building it all and whatever. I was really proud of myself. I was talking to Geraldo about it, and I was like, hey, I feel like a grown-up. I bought all new furniture. I just spent the last couple of days building the furniture, you know? He goes, yeah, grown-ups don't build their own furniture. I was like, oh, yeah, I guess you're right. That's a good point. Oops. I'm close. I'm almost there. So.
Okay, so.
Anyway, so back to Dan's relationship.
Yeah, so that girl really dicked me up. But that, yeah, but you're confusing with the, throwing the ironing board through the wall. That was actually another situation.
Oh.
Okay, so what happened to this one? 2 years in, know a person. You're having a good time.
Yeah, well,
but now that it's been 3 weeks, mm-hmm. you did have a little bit of time to think about it. When did it start ending?
February 2007. I mean, not to be specific.
Dan actually knows the
February 20th, 2007.
No, wait, that's when it started ending?
Yeah.
Yes.
I swear to God.
No, Dan.
I've analyzed
Dan will never fucking get out of a situation that's not good.
I don't know why.
He will stay in horseshit forever.
I give him the benefit of the doubt. No, what happened was, she's a lawyer. I'm a writer, comedian. Artist. And when I met her, she was a corporate lawyer, but she was taking a 4-month sabbatical, and she was going to become a writer. So I met this person who had like all the time in the world. Wanted to be a writer. So when we go to a show, like, I met her at a show and she came to all my shows. She was having a good time and we could just like stay up whenever, you know, like, she had no set schedule. Well, I guess she wanted to go back to get her bonus. And when she went back, she started working like 80, 90 hours again.
No way. Can you really work 80, 90 hours in a week?
She would work. She could work like...
aren't you doing a 72-hour podcast right now? What the fuck are you talking about?
So imagine how tired you are right now. Imagine doing that every week for months.
I'm very smart.
He's okay.
Okay, so really...
So she started working, and then she finally... Then she switched from the corporate law, and I was like, you need to leave this. So she took a huge pay cut, went to an entertainment law firm, thinking that would be more... Even it's still law, but it's a little bit more fun than the grinding work of corporate law.
Which, I like, how can you possibly think that? Oh, because maybe you're meeting more fun people?
Yeah, because the other ones, it's a nightmare. So she does it. She takes a huge pay cut, and that's... I think that starts scaring. I mean, all lawyers are very risk adverse. They're scared. That's why if you have a lawyer friend, you ask him, should I be doing this? Can I get in trouble? Their answer is going to be yes. You know, like you just don't ask him. Like everyone knows what they're doing. If they're infringing on copyright, you know, you're doing something wrong. If you have to ask a lawyer, am I doing something wrong? You know, you're doing something wrong and they're going to say no.
So you were like, I'm going to eat this. And she's like, I'm sorry, you're doing something wrong.
I don't know if you should do that. Well, the parable that I always use to describe a relationship is like...
That's why I hate Dan. Right there. That moment.
Fuck you.
If you could summarize it into one sentence. There's a parable I use to best describe what
I'm about to say. You know
what
sucks about that is I had to really think about how to pronounce the word parable.
Exactly. Because the word parable sounds even unnatural when you fucking say it.
I couldn't spell it.
That's what irritates me, is that you forced the word parable into a sentence.
All right, well, let's go to the parable that I'm thinking of.
Go ahead.
Grasshopper and the ant. Are you familiar with it?
No, but please go on.
It's the little... I only know it from the cartoon.
I don't think a breakup could be any more interesting than this.
Nice. No, he's a wordy motherfucker because he wastes time and energy with words like parable.
It's super simple. Basically, ants.
No. We're not going into ants. Let me explain this.
Holy fuck.
Nobody wants to hear your fucking parable.
She's scared to be with an artist.
Sit the fuck down, Confucius. We're moving on.
Okay, she's scared to be with an artist. This started dying a while ago.
2005.
Okay. When did the sex start dying?
The grasshopper and the ant isn't a parable somebody just wrote. Thank you, whoever the fuck that is.
What is it? I'm thinking they're going to speak back.
No, whatever.
Is it Buddhist? Maybe a Buddhist philosophy?
Here, this is an interesting Dan story about a previous girlfriend. The last one, they were like it was just this fucking clash of the jealous titans, the both of them. We're just so insanely jealous of each other.
But we never cheated
at all
times.
Those are the weirdest things. Always assumed that they were. They were both fucking checking each other's fucking voicemail and everything like that.
I didn't check her voicemail.
No, but like, she tried to.
She checked my voicemail.
She tried to entrap him once by like setting up a fake email and claiming that she was a Playboy playmate who saw him at a show.
Okay, she did that.
It's fucking insane.
She did it, and then like this. But I knew it was going on, so I responded, and she goes, "Do you want me to send you pics or whatever, like pictures?" And she was very clever and very, very smart. But that she ended it saying, she
"No,
goes,
no, 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 no." See, how ahead. Do you? Okay, wait,
have
wait,
you
wait.
Done this to Keith?
No.
Have you done this to Keith?
No, no, no. Okay, so what was your actual response to that email? And you really did know it was her? You really did?
It was
like
forth.
It was like 30.
Oh, okay. And then he eventually...
I was 80% sure when I first got it, and as it chugged along, I was like 98%
sure. Yeah, because she doesn't know what...
Because I know her wit.
And the thing is that even though she's a girl, she doesn't know how girls hit on guys. So it was just way off base. It was like...
That's why I think the Playboy thing
I gotta fly
too far.
To a Playboy shoot, but I really want to blow you. You know, it's like that, and it's like, you don't need the sweetened... Like, no, that doesn't...
I mean, but she
no
did end
woman it. Has to come out and go, I really want to blow you. You know, like that doesn't usually, unless she's crazy.
She didn't say that. But she
now,
did.
How are you feeling while you're responding to this? Like, I know this is my girlfriend trying to get me. Are you responding with, hey, sure, I can always use
you. No. I was playfully trying to extract more information without being over the top flirtatious. You know, like never did I say, let's meet.
Okay.
I never said, let's meet. I mean, unless I said, like, you should definitely come out to the next show, that kind of deal. But
okay, but
not
as,
like not let's for drinks or.
Are you telling Jesse while this is happening? Like, I know she's doing this. Blah blah blah.
I printed out the whole transcript, and he's like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah. So, what do you think of your friend who's dealing with this?
I never really That's the thing, is like Dan just will like stay with whoever he's with at the time, and that's irritating.
Why is that?
Because he doesn't like to make waves. I think you know.
Okay.
Like, and, yeah.
I don't know. I just always, I guess because I, I'm figuring it out because I've never had like parents, like a mom and a dad. So I guess I'm trying to. I don't like the whole act of separation. I feel like you could fix your problems. You know, like I think that.
But the foundation upon which their relationship was started was, at the time, my girlfriend at the time and I, she was best friends with that girl, and I was friends with Dan.
Oh, fucking hell.
And they both...
Is this a five-year relationship?
No.
It was a long time.
That was a four-year relationship.
Yeah, it was 4 years. But it was great sex. But the point was is that that was what it was established upon, was she hadn't gotten laid in a really long time, and neither had Dan, and they were both bitching to us. Mm-hmm. My girlfriend and I about it separately, and we would tell each other, and then they were like, why don't we just fucking hook them up to have sex with each other? So that was the deal. That was like, it was like
you're
a deal.
You're supposed to have sex and that's it.
Yeah, no,
that was when they met, I hadn't had
sex for 7 months, she hadn't had sex for 7 months, and they're like, he's a great guy, she's a nice girl.
Christ, that's a long time.
Let's fuck each other, and that was it. And then suddenly 4 years later, they're like, they're cheating on me. No, you are, and they're freaking, you know, like checking each other's fucking, it's insane.
But
she went to a psychic. With my girlfriend at the time, my ex now, they went to a psychic together, and Dan's girlfriend was overheard asking the psychic, is he cheating on me? Like, what would
and
happen if that fucking
no.
shitty con man had said yes? Like,
wow.
Like, if she would have believed that psychic.
Did you believe the guy anyway? Like, the psych? Did you believe the psychic anyway? Psychic says no, now what?
But I mean... I believe it, or did she believe it?
No, like no, she never told him. Like I told him that because my girlfriend at the time told me like she's
she was
crazy.
She was sitting on the couch overhearing the conversation.
My girlfriend, and then my ex-girlfriend was a writer.
It was always a telephone game, anyways, and that was never good.
Yeah,
you know, like I would hear information about Jesse.
Actually, you know, if I may say, your girlfriend is wrong, Jesse.
My ex,
the ex.
She was just fueling the fire.
Well, if I were friends with a girl. I don't know that I would tell you to tell Dan. But then again, I do tell Keith a lot. But there's no reason to tell you that.
But that was a problem with all
no,
of us.
No, because like, she didn't... She thought we...
We would always have the pillow talk.
My ex and I really felt like fucking Dr. Frankenstein in this situation. We both like saw what fucking... How this relationship with those two got infected. And we were like, Jesus Christ, we created a fucking monster. And then we were like... trying to keep it at bay, you know?
Ugh.
Like, we felt guilty for having sicked them
for
upon each other.
For 4 years? And how long were you dating this girl for?
Like, 2.5, maybe? 2 years?
So, I mean, but then we were friends after that. We're hyper-focusing on the horrible aspect. I mean, the good aspect was this is one girl that actually, like, truly, truly believed in me as an artist. Like, thought I was very funny, thought I was talented. And so... That was good, and I respected her being successful as a writer. Like, that was good. But the horror story on the other end negated everything, so it just neutralized it. Mm-hmm. But she was in a horrible place.
Sound neutralized.
Well, that's why she
validated Dan as an artist and fucked him well, and so thusly he tolerated her being a fucking insane KGB operative in his life.
So how did this relationship end, the recent one?
I initiated it, actually. Because I just felt that she wants to have financial security and have something safe and just have a child in the next 2-3 years. And
how old are you?
I'm 34. And so I don't see it happening in the next 2 years. That's mine. I mean, it could happen. I mean, something could hit would be awesome.
And was it an easy...
You could knock somebody up.
Was it an easy break or no?
Yeah, it was pretty... I mean, it was nothing as tumultuous as the other one. Like, the other one was like...
Did she argue with you? Like, no, this is not what I want. You're...
No, I mean, like, I think in all breakups, like, you know, it's always awkward for that first person to initiate because, like, for me, like, I wanted to work, but I was bluffing because I wanted to say, I want to end this, and I wanted her to respond like, oh, no, let's not end it. But she responded like, oh, okay. And so kind of like...
Did that hurt?
I mean, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I already, like, I'm so detached from this so long ago that it wasn't that bad. I mean, if it was in any other city, I would be fucked up. But I feel New York, there's like millions of girls. So I'm not...
Do you already have kind of a girl in the...
No. I mean, I did meet that other, the tumultuous girl, Sunday, so.
Who's that?
the our Frankenstein relationship girl.
That you already dated.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I met her Sunday.
No,
I swear to God, but I didn't do anything. I didn't. I just.
That doesn't count. No, you can't do that again.
We met.
Why?
I was telling you, I just met.
On purpose?
Yeah, we were because we were emailing. Like, I haven't seen her. I bumped into her in September of 2007, and that's the last time I saw her. And we just emailed, and it was very. She's actually dating someone. And so we just kind of like got up to date, and it was very platonic.
You don't look very platonic as you say that.
No, he's not.
I mean, they were, yeah, platonic.
Nope. Spell platonic.
I mean, there was still...
P-L-U-T-O, it's Pluto.
L-Y-I-N-G. She, there's still physical attraction and emotional attraction, but she's dating someone and she seems to be very happy. So I told her, like, you clearly should pursue this. Like, if you're finally a little bit more stable and you're doing well, you should pursue that.
And have you contacted her since?
No.
And then that guy found out that she talked to Dan and he threw an ironing board through a wall.
Did she know that, did her boyfriend know that you were hanging out with her?
She may have told him, I don't know. I encouraged her to. I said you should be transparent. Mm. And if she did, she did. But we did, like, trade. I mean, like, since I left her, like, I've only been in a monogamous 2-year relationship. But she's been with, like, 5 different guys in 2 years, which is fine. I guess you'd. I was trying to do the math, but I started thinking of all. Like, if she had sex, like, once a week, that's, like, 104 weeks. And if the average penis is, like, 6 inches, that would be, like, 54 inches of penis.
Why would you be doing this math?
I don't know. That's how my mind. That's how my mind works.
So, isn't that crazy? That Dan insane. Was like, she's had 52 feet of dick since we
and
last met.
52, 53.
But where did you even
53?
Get that number from? It doesn't mean she's
just
had
simple
sex.
Math. Simple math.
But she told you 5.
5. Yeah, 5 guys to me equals 52 feet of penis between me and her.
Okay, how about
it's
this
fucked
for
up.
Math?
I don't know why my mind works
how
like this.
How about this for math? Mm-hmm. You were with somebody for 2 years. That's at least 50 times that you came. No, let's call it 30, because I believe in the last year it really sucked.
Yeah.
Let's say 30. Every time you ejaculate,
right.
That is at least 6 inches of stream. 6 inches
that's
times
stream.
30.
Well, I would no. I think you need to put it in volume. I like where you're going with this, but
I
it needs to be.
I knew that I would be out nerded here.
No, no, no. But
that's
it
all I know.
What is
like
this
liquid.
What is the CC
so
of the average vagina?
So you got to find out how much ejaculate traditionally.
Like a tablespoon?
Then, so basically, yeah, like
30 tablespoons?
A so tablespoon like,
so
of ejaculate.
So if you are looking at a 54-foot penis or...
He filled his ex-girlfriend with...
30 tablespoons?
4 and 8/18 gallons of ejaculate.
That's
in the
not
last.
Nice.
Yeah, but if you wear the... If you put those on a table, like a 54-foot penis and 30
okay, let's talk to somebody a little more normal.
Semen.
Jesse Joyce.
All right, deal. Nice.
Would you ever think, like, how many penises and how long that is in the... Is this a normal
no.
guy thing? Like,
I don't think
oh,
that
I
at
can't
all.
Do
and
this.
In fact, to be honest with you, like, the this very small... I mean, I think it doesn't matter how many, whoever, before you or whatever.
What if your girlfriend slept with 200 people in the past?
Whatever. I mean, like, that's the... to be honest with you, I'm trying to keep my number sort of a secret. So, like...
Keith and
like,
I
don't want
to do that
to throw anybody. So,
ew.
Like, I've always kind of, like, not bothered to...
I'm guessing you at 175.
I met him when he was at 1.
Yeah, you did.
1 girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
So...
I'm guessing 175.
You know...
It's
I'm
my
not,
guess.
Whatever. Anyway, like, anyway. That's what I'm trying to avoid is, so, like, I don't care. I really don't. And I don't know, like, I don't know if it's, like, that I really honestly don't care or if it's just that, like, I just on the surface go, like, I don't care because I don't want to have that conversation in general with anybody, either from my perspective or from theirs, so.
Did
so
you, go
ahead.
Did you in the past?
Did I what?
When you're coming out of that first relationship, like you had sex with a girl, and then when you come, would you just find out
awkward.
As too much information?
Yeah, it was awkward with Eva, and it was awkward with a couple of the exes that, like, you know, when they kind of got a rough estimate, so I just kind of chose not to.
Boy, that's not telling.
Yeah. So anyway, But yeah, but you know, ironically and weird, strangely enough, Haley, my girlfriend who's been on the show, you know, she was the girlfriend of one of my fraternity brothers in college, and then
did not know that.
Yeah, yeah, she like kind of dated, I think, like a couple of guys in my fraternity. So,
but for like a real relationship,
one of them was, yeah. And you know, and then like every now and again, like we have these kind of like, it doesn't bother me like the number or anything like that. But sometimes it's like because I know the guy, like she will be just be talking. And
are you still friends with the guy?
No, 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 not really. I mean, it's not like there's bad blood or anything, but. You know, like every now and again we'll be talking, like when we were doing that cross country trip, you know, and she mentioned some dude that we both just mutually knew from Pittsburgh, and then she got like, oh yeah, I dated him, and I'm like, what, that fucking guy, really? Like, and it doesn't bother me that it's another one, but it bothers me that it's like finding out that your girlfriend fucked Screech, you know? It's like,
really?
That, really, Screech? Like, if it were, like, I dated this girl once who was having sex simultaneously with me and Johnny Knoxville. And I thought that was cool because Johnny Knoxville was cool.
I would think
that's uncool. It didn't bother me.
Really? Because it's cool in a sense that he's kind of a, I guess, I don't know, a dirty bird.
Yeah, you know, he's just like, he's kind of like, guys think he's cool. He's like an okay guy, you know? Like, similarly, like, you know, if you found out that fucking Roger Clemens was banging, you know, it's like, eh, that's it. It's cool, you know? But, like, if you found out that it was fucking, like, you know, Joey Fatone or Screech, you'd be like, really, that motherfucker? Like, that's stupid, you know?
Did you respond in that way?
If I was
I gave her shit about it. Like, I give her shit about the fact that, like, a lot of her boyfriends were, like, 15 years older than her or whatever. She dated one of her teachers in high school.
If I was Joey Fatone, I would call in and complain that you compared me to Dustin Diamond. I'd be so pissed.
I'm not on Broadway.
Oh, cool. Anyway. Something says he'd rather you fucking his chick than Johnny Knoxville.
Hey, thanks, man.
Just saying. Just that's cool. That you'd want to know that.
No, that is cool. I appreciate
that. Have her MySpace him. Have her MySpace. Yeah,
so is she already moved, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm helping her actually officially move all her shit in this weekend. So.
But you guys been able to hang out the last 2 weeks?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. She got her apartment and everything. Actually, I'm kind of... she's sweet enough to... She's in a little bit of trouble right now. Not a lot, but a little. She came to Dayton with me. Dirtface.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. So she came to Dayton, and you know, like a lot of times, like clubs, you haven't heard this story yet either, by the way. But a lot of times, like you get, like if they don't give you a hotel, you get a condo, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so this particular place had a condo. So my girlfriend Haley was like excited to like play house, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like that's what it was like, oh, we got an apartment to ourselves for the weekend. Let's go grocery shopping.
That's cute. Are you into that at all or not?
Yeah, it's cute. But, like, I also know how to function on the road, and I know from years of experience that, like...
You don't buy too much?
Yeah, we're not going to use all this shit. And then, more importantly, it's just wasted because the comics next week do not trust at all the shit that's left in the fridge because comics are dick faces, and it's very likely that somebody rubbed their balls on it, you know? So you're like, if there is food in the fridge, you're like, fuck this. Like, you just throw it away.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just going to be wasted if we... But she's all excited to do it, right? She's like, you know, got these huge plans that we're going to fucking cook food on the stove. Because there's like a stove and everything. It's adorable, right? So we're at the grocery store and she buys like all this shit. And I'm like, we're not going to use it. And she's like, well, maybe we can take it back with us if we don't. And I'm like, it's a pain in the ass. But whatever. So like, I'm being nice. So I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. All right, so we do. I don't know all the shit that she bought because I wasn't really paying attention. So I get back to New York, you know, we drove back here, you know, and she gets everything out of the car that was hers, and I get everything out of the car that was mine. I leave my car on Sunday night when we get back. I don't touch it again till Tuesday.
Oh, no.
Fucking a sleeve of turkey burgers has fucking just rotted in the fucking under seat.
It was so hot,
those
days.
It's 109 degrees. Yeah, for 2 days. Turkey burgers just fucking rotted in my car.
I thought it was the normal... crappy Jesse Joyce car smell.
Dude, it's like somebody fucking put a hooker in my trunk 3 weeks ago and didn't tell me. So I had to spend $80 to have these Mexicans scrub it out in like at one of those like, you know, like detailing places.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It was that bad.
Like you were dry heaving in the car when you're like with all the windows down, you were dry heaving like while you're, I was like, because like I just had to get it. I threw out the sleeve of turkey burgers and almost threw up doing that. And then had to drive it like as fast as I fucking could. Oh, I took 3 cans of Febreze. Like I ran across the street to like the little 99-cent
wow.
store. I got 3 cans of Febreze and like took a rubber band around the handle and just fucking threw them in my car like smoke grenades.
You know? Come on.
Yeah, no, seriously. And so they just like expired in my car.
Did you consider the Ecuadorians down the way, or you just found the Mexicans better at cleaning?
You know what? I was being a racist. I'm not sure.
Yeah. It just made it funnier.
Yeah.
When you emphasized the.
Yeah, so did exactly. you guys have a conversation about this? Or
well, you know, she was all excited because she just, you know, started a new job and everything. So I was like being cool. But like, I just dealt with it all day long with the $80 and everything like that. And then fucking I get there and like the Mexicans have to spend like 40 minutes at least like scrubbing the fucking interior of my car. And I'm asking the guy, like, give me whatever the strongest odor cleaning things you have. And so he's like spraying shit everywhere. And this little Mexican guy who's dealing with it, he keeps going, maybe a mouse.
Oh.
I'm like, no, it's not a mouse.
Oh.
It's a turkey burgers.
He's like, oh my God.
But it's mouse. It's crawl in. Maybe it's mouse. I'm like, no, it's not a fucking mouse. It's a turkey burger. It's really impossible to translate turkey burger into fucking Spanish.
It's like a burger, pollo but with the grande. Wrong thing.
Yeah, pollo grande.
So I just keep, yeah.
Muerto.
This could be mouse. Maybe it's mouse. And I'm like, dude, what are the fucking odds that a mouse would die in my radiator the day that a sleeve of turkey burgers rotted in my trunk? It seems unlikely. But unless the mouse ate the turkey burger and then died from.
So what did she say about this happening?
She's very abrasive initially when you like call her out on being wrong. She's like,
How do you do that? How do you call her out?
I was sweet about it, but I was like, you know, because I'm not, at the end of the day, it doesn't really affect our relationship, but it was kind of infuriating. So I just kind of like, hey, pumpkin, I'm a little, remember how I said that we didn't eat all those groceries? Remember how you said that we should bring them back with us?
But Sweetums, how good were those turkey burgers?
She ate one. Out of the entire sleeve. She had one of those fucking turkey burgers. That was an $88 turkey burger that she fucking consumed.
Shut your face.
Because it cost me $84 to fucking clean the floor of my car.
Oh my God.
And it's still, it's just, oh. It's still, now it smells like fucking ocean breeze and wild berries and a like fucking distant hint of dead hooker.
Wow.
So, but it's still there and it's, oh. I was, like, smoking in my car with the windows rolled up just so they could go back to smelling like an ashtray.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, she sucks as she tried to feed you. She sucks.
No, that's the thing. It's like, you know, she didn't. It wasn't on purpose, and
no,
she meant well.
No, fuck her.
But, like, I kind of feel like, you know, because, like, I haven't had, like, a good, serious relationship in a while that's, like, legitimate. And so.
How long has it been now?
That we've been going out? Mm-hmm. Since December, so. It's been a while.
I would let her do it 12 more times over a course of 4 years.
Yeah, well, the thing is, like, I get now, like, why fucking, like, schlubby middle America, like, gets into sitcoms. Because you do just feel like a sitcom douche a lot of the time, you know? It's like, well, my car's fucked because my fucking cousin, Haley, you know? Like, she's not turkey. It's what it feels like. Because it's like, when I was a single dude, if my car got fucked up, it's because I fucked it up. Like, I don't have to, like, have some other person that's like, oh, but...
You need to get fatter.
But, you know, she means well. And, you know, it was sweet. And so, she didn't do it on purpose. And I love her anyway.
Aw, he loves her anyway, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a phone call from a 416 area code. How's it going?
416, I don't know.
41, is that Montreal?
Hi. Hello? Hi, you're on Keith and the Girls, 72-hour telethon.
Hey, guys. First of all, good job on the telethon. This is fucking awesome. I haven't really been doing much except for listening to the show so far.
Sweet. Bathe yourself. Don't forget.
What was that?
I said bathe yourself periodically.
That's probably a good idea.
I still haven't, just for the record.
So I have one gripe with the show. This is what it is. A lot of the time I hear, like, Patrice or some of your other black guests go on about how they don't date black guys.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I'm a black guy.
Mm-hmm.
Never dated a black girl. And it's like you either get the one type of black girl who just, you don't want to date, like this stereotypical kind of like up in your business all of the time type of black girl, or, you know, I have like black female friends who don't date black guys.
Mm-hmm. Are you asking a question?
I don't get what's up with that.
Oh, you don't get. Well, you're doing it. You're the one doing it. Why,
yeah, you're doing
what
the same
is up
thing.
With that?
I mean, my last girlfriend, she's Jamaican, and she would prefer to date a black guy. Like I was,
right.
She settled for a white dude.
Wow, that's not a good feeling. Why would anyone even tell you that?
Who fucking knows?
That's why he dumped her.
Did somebody
her
really
after
tell
two
you that?
Years. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not.
So are you
cool.
dating somebody now?
So there's girls out there. There's girls out there. You're just not looking the right way.
You are dating a white girl now?
Right.
Okay.
And would you?
So why are you pissed that Patrice is dating a white
dude? Are you settling for a white girl?
I'm not pissed that Patrice is dating a white dude.
Are you afraid that Patrice's white dude is going to leave her for your white
girl? The black girl that I would date will not date a black guy because they have some issue with dating black guys or whatever.
No, you're in the minority. You're in the minority. I think black people like dating each other.
You know what? Black people love hearing that they're in the minority. So you should say that as often as possible.
What kind of girl do you like?
I don't discriminate, actually.
How about Indian?
You just said you discriminated.
Well, wait. Like, you're not opposed to dating black women, or are you just...
Exactly, exactly.
You just, your track record has typically been white women.
When I do meet a black woman who I would date, they don't date black guys.
Hmm.
I think almost like a lot of black people have this kind of like uppity Negro thing where it's like, hey, you know what? Like, I'm too good to date other black people.
Huh.
Are you surrounded by any...
You should call when Patrice is on. Like, I don't really have any fucking real input.
Do you
have
yeah, I know. She's not here to defend herself. Sure,
do
right?
you have any black women in your life that you would consider dating?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Like, I'm a student, right? And definitely, definitely. But at the same time, though, the black girls who I know who do date black guys, mm-hmm. I'm not interested in dating them. You know, like, I have some kind of some hood rat friends, not really interested in dating them too much. But a lot of the students that I know aren't interested in dating
black
guys.
All right, can you... Do you have any sisters?
Yeah, I have two sisters.
Are they prissy?
Are they black?
I wouldn't say so.
No? Do they straighten their hair?
Yes, they do.
Do they straighten it to the point where, like, it can't have a kink at all ever or they'll die?
Honestly?
Yes.
I think one of them wears a wig a lot of the time. So I guess technically she doesn't straighten her hair. The other one, though, no. I mean, it's still curly. It's still curly. It's not like she's going for, like, a Beyonce or something like that.
Okay. What kind of neighborhood did you grow up in?
What kind of neighborhood?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I went to a Jewish private school when I was a kid. I was, like, playing with dreidels and stuff when I was in kindergarten. And then probably, yeah, a white area. I moved to a black area. Now I live on campus.
What school?
U of T.
University of South Florida?
University of Toronto, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Are both your parents black?
There's lots of girls around. There's, like, international black girls. There's, like, girls from here, girls from the States. But I'm telling you, though, like, black girls with class do not want to date black guys.
I disagree with that.
I disagree.
I absolutely disagree with that, 100%.
That's what I'm finding. Or maybe
I think. I mean, if anything, it's because, like...
Well, I don't know.
College,
wait, Michelle Obama, she's classy. She's dating a half white dude.
I think college educated black guys, it's like a hot commodity, and I think they're scared because they know, like, the college educated black guy, he has a lot to choose from. And so they want to, but they're scared because they just feel like, oh, this guy has so many options.
Now, why do you think the college educated black guy has so much to choose from, though?
Really?
Why?
Why do you think that why do you think that black women want to date white guys?
Why do I think that?
Because they're tired of huge cock.
Like, with my experience as well, like, it's much easier to date white girls. Like, much, much easier.
Why?
Than it is to date black girls. It's like almost there's, like, this wall that you have to get past. Yeah, I don't know. Is there any other black guys in the chat? Like, maybe, like, put your feedback in there, but that's what I find.
I think we respectively disagree.
Yeah, I
think you're just. I think maybe your own insecurities and you're overthinking it.
Yeah, like I don't even know if you're a dateable commodity, to be honest with you, you know? Like,
or just think outside.
The fact that, I think that maybe the fact that you're undateable, you're blaming on being black.
Oh, yeah. What do you look like?
Maybe you're a douche.
Maybe it's me. Like, I'm not saying I'm like top catch or something
commodity.
Like that.
Commodity.
Like, I get some, though.
Commodity.
Yeah, I do my thing.
That was funny, whoever wrote that.
I find just date Jewish girls. Jewish girls are better.
Okay. What do you look like?
What do I look like?
Yeah.
I'm 5'8. I like long walks on the beach.
Shut up.
No, I'm
do you work out?
I'm about 5'8". I'd say I'm fairly good looking. You know, I'm not.
What's your MySpace?
I'm not like, I don't. I'm not on MySpace. Just Facebook.
Convenient.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're on Facebook. Are you guys on Facebook?
Yes.
I'm not. Can you guys put? What's your Facebook?
I don't really want to give out the Facebook though.
He doesn't want to give it. You don't want to. You published a profile on the world web internets, but you don't want anybody to know about it.
Well, he doesn't want to be connected.
Do you remember
with being
the black guy on Sex and the City who?
Wait a minute! What the fuck are you doing watching Sex and the City? This is all very suspicious to me.
The black guy who fucked the redhead chick—he's a huge celebrity. You look like that guy.
Like a smaller version, not as built. I'm a bit more skinny. But yeah, like I would say I'm a cat still. Like I don't have any problems dating. Outside of my race.
Thanks for coming. How you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Right? But then when it comes to the black guys, I think I saw someone in the chat say, yeah, you know what? Black girls are high maintenance. That's what I find when I try
everybody's
to do.
Everybody's high maintenance. You're high maintenance.
No, not at all. Not at all. I wear Birkenstocks, for goodness sake.
That's like hippie high maintenance, isn't it?
I don't know what that has to do with maintaining oneself at all.
All right, let's ask the chat what they think of this guy. Chat, what do you think of this guy?
They've been gay.
Wow.
He's gay.
Wow.
Well, you could just date a black guy.
Wow. Oh my God, I've never seen so much gay shit come through.
He's not going to date a black guy. He will only date white dudes, Dan.
Oh yeah, he made a Sex in the City reference.
I know,
that's what
I was pointing out earlier. Yeah, that's.
Oh my God.
He wears expensive sandals.
Right, right. And even like, just, I don't know. Okay, we get that's it. He's up. Gay.
All right.
That's nice and good. And thank you.
And scene.
Babe, are you awake? All right. Well, thank you so much, Gaylord, for calling. We always appreciate the gay point of view.
Nice. KeithandTheGirl.com.